Well, it's another day, and President Trump once again under the microscope. Mainstream media, well, they're ready. They are ready for him to either resign or be impeached, but it sounds like he's not going to do that yet. In fact, now the Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to look into the ties, the potential ties between Russians and his campaign. And he was asked about that move, and here's President Trump today responding.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero.
Alan Sachs is with us, a political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, always great to have you here on WILS.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Alan, is that an appropriate move to bring in a special counsel?
It probably is, although I'm not sure if there's any evidence to warrant any kind of impeachment or resignation that people are already talking about. The drumbeat was so large, was so loud by the media especially, the media, the Democrats, that probably something had to be done to quiet them down.
Yeah.
And I think that may quiet them down a little bit. Yesterday, the stock market was just roiling because of everything going on.
Yeah.
Today it's a little bit more stabilized.
They're bringing Robert Mueller, right, the former FBI director.
Yeah.
So look, is he?
Yeah, Robert Mueller, by all accounts, he's a former FBI head himself, and he is many people argue he has great character, sort of a no nonsense person. He does not like to steal the limelight necessarily, as some people have accused James Comey, the outgoing FBI director, of doing.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to keep track of all the names and moving parts of this, but Mr. Mueller as special counsel, and it's interesting, he's called a special counsel, not a special prosecutor.
Yeah.
I've always been calling a special prosecutor, but he's a special counsel.
Yeah, which he kind of really is. Tell me, Alan, does this in some way inhibit President Trump from getting things done, this investigation?
It can. That's a very important question. I think it is. There's so many things on the agenda. He's taking a major trip to the Middle East, going to visit Saudi Arabia, the Vatican, and Israel, the three big major world religions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the only. I think that I'm remiss in saying that there are many other religions that are very strong and robust, aside from the three he's going to visit. But it's an important trip. And I think it's being overshadowed by much of what's going on. Tax reform at home, health care, all those things are being overshadowed. But they may get a start again soon.
You think the media is going to give it a break while he's overseas?
Media is not going to give it a break at all. In fact, I think what the media is going to do, I'm being very cynical, they're going to hunt for something when he's overseas. What mistake is he going to do now? What mistake is he going to make?
And I think
they're looking for something.
They may dig up more, because really what they're doing is they're reporting from these unnamed sources. Some criticize the approach, but is this any different than what Woodward and Bernstein were doing?
Probably is, because it's the degree. It's going on every single day. And I didn't like the fact that Woodward and Bernstein had secret sources that eventually they called Deep Throat. And by the way, we never found out who Deep Throat was. That's how they named it. It was the name of a movie, sort of a scatological movie that came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they named their secret source Deep Throat. And we never knew who it was until really some years ago. And I think it was an FBI agent, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
who was revealing all this about the Nixon administration. But they kept on it. You ask a good question. Is this different from Watergate? We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
So far, just because President Trump talks to the Russians, what is wrong with that?
But in terms of the press, are you getting the same feeling from back then that the press had the same kind of desire to see Nixon go as we're seeing now with President Trump?
That's an important question. Much more today. The media did not like Richard Nixon. The media hates Donald Trump. He's not one of them. He doesn't have the culture that they possess. He doesn't have the smiling and the calmness of President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just to remind people, I guess, that somebody can smile and sound very calm and do some quote, bad things, too. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump is right up front. You know what you get. He's not polished, I guess is the word. Right. And the media likes somebody a little bit more polished.
And he ran the way, he certainly presented himself that way from the get-go. Alan Sachs with us, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Do you think he'll make it at least through his first 4 years?
No idea. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He not only, when he was campaigning, took on the Democrats. He took on the Republican establishment as well. And anybody that goes up against the establishment, whether it's Republicans, Democrats, the media, the academic world, the entertainment world, there's going to be trouble.
Do you think, when you look back retrospectively, there
is trouble. I mean, who would have expected that this would have been smoothly if somebody goes up against the academic world, the entertainment world?
He's basically lined them all up and said, I'll take you all on. Do you think, though, Alan, do you think that they are at this point thinking, wow, we'd so much rather have a President Pence in there than President Trump?
I think they would go after President Pence as well. Mm-hmm. If there's a President Pence, I think they'd go after him as well.
What about Republicans, though, in Congress? Are they kind of thinking it'd be better for us to have Pence in there at this point?
That's a good question. They may rally around President Pence, if there is one, more than they do with President Trump, mm-hmm. because he hasn't, quote, just to be blunt about it, insulted as many people. You know, I'm not defending President Trump and everything he has said. He did something that was sort of unpardonable. He burned all of his bridges. You know, there's this statement that says, if you're going to another job or something, don't burn your bridges behind you. Mm-hmm. Well, he burned a lot of bridges. He tackled Senator John McCain. He tackled other U.S. senators, if people remember, right. called them names, called their wives names.
Yeah, now they're...
So he burned a lot of bridges, yeah. and now he needs those people.
When you look at health care tax reform, do you think we'll see any movement on that while this whole thing continues?
Not until it calms down a little bit. And by the way, this independent counsel, this special counsel, may indeed have that effect, that it calms down things a little bit. Let him do his work. Let Mr. Mueller do his work. Calm it down. But the media is just feasting on it. You know, they just love it. Mm-hmm. But I think that Mr. Mueller may, in fact, go in some places the Democrats may not want him to go. Mm. As I understand it, he can go after Mrs. Clinton's emails and a server. By the way, it's fascinating. When the Clinton problems arose about a year or two ago with their private server, the email controversy, there was no special counsel. And the reason why is that the Attorney General's office at that time, headed by Eric Holder and then by Loretta Lynch, they were not about to go in that direction. Okay. So she had protection from President Obama's Justice Department. President Trump, even though the Republicans are in office, does not have the protection of the Justice Department.
Yeah, but I thought the focus was going to be Trump and the Russians. How can he take it into...
It could go anywhere. Okay. When you have a special counsel, they can go anywhere. Mm. And some people might remember that with President Clinton, when a special counsel was appointed then, I think it was Kenneth Starr, it started with Whitewater, going all the way back to Whitewater and Little Rock, Arkansas, when he was governor of
sure,
Arkansas.
And they ended up with Lewinsky, but they remained focused on Clinton the whole time, right? They never varied the target.
That's right. It could vary. They could go in different places as things develop. Independent counsel could be there for years. I mean, this is not going to end in a week or so.
Yeah, I can't, Alan. The thought of this kind of coverage going on for years has been mind numbing to me because
it is mind numbing. But it really could. But it may not be at this level. I'm just talking about the special counsel, his investigation. There'll be a federal grand jury. There may be subpoenas.
And part of it, I think, is the ratings because they're ignoring essentially the entire world of news for this single story.
You are so right.
Such
There's
fixation.
So much else going
it's
on.
It's crazy.
And I don't know if the public is following all of the moving dots.
No.
If you ask people out on the street, they have their own lives.
Sure.
Who is James Comey? Who is Rod Rosenstein?
Yeah, I don't think
these people?
People probably don't know who Mike Pence is. They know Donald Trump.
And they probably don't know who Mike Pence is either.
That's how it works. Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.